I wanted to wait and do today's recording after the vote went down on potential Justice Kavanaugh. I wanted to see who had integrity, who didn't, how people took the information that they knew, what they didn't know, put it all together, and make an informed choice. I know that this second season of Wake Up Call is featured around a certain time period in my life, but I did say in the very beginning one that I would always break the theme to react to today. And today, I think, is a day that needs a reaction to. I wanted to see how this vote went down because I understand that some people, Donald Trump, act in a way that is just so different than anything that we've ever seen in our political system. He says mean, cruel, offensive things several times a week. Just things that you would be mad if your neighbor said it to you, if your friend said it to you. I think the real test on his behavior is look at it this way. If your child acted that way at school, they would get sent home. They would get suspended. And yet that's who our president is. But with everything that went on between Dr. Ford and Brett Kavanaugh, what I don't know 100% for sure, and only three people do, is if she was sexually assaulted by him. I don't know that we'll ever know the answer to that. Only three people do. But what I do know, and I hope that you know as well, is the man showed absolutely no respect for the office that he's been given. The chance to be a Supreme Justice, a job for life. And if that was indeed a job interview, you would never be allowed to go into a job and act that way to the people that are interviewing you. I do know what I saw was a complete and total lack of character, a lack of judgment, and not what I would want to see in a responsibility that is way higher than being the president. But is this our new standard? That if somebody checks off a certain amount of boxes, then they're okay and you can look past the rest? I sure hope not. But here lately, it feels like the other side wins a lot. And when you don't like somebody, you really don't like to see them win. And I think the thing that irritates me the most about all of this is that once again, Donald Trump gets rewarded for behavior that would get a kid suspended out of high school. We're seeing the constant rewarding and winning of bad behavior. We're seeing people acting in a way that they've never acted in U.S. history and getting elevated and going higher. I'm always surprised that anybody supports that mindset. But when you see one of these rallies on TV and you see all the white folk behind him, women holding up signs, Trump for women, I really want to talk to that woman. I want to interview her. I want to know why she's so proud to hold up a sign for a man that continually shows little to no respect for women in the workplace or women in his life. What about Trump for women excites her? And then I think about this. Largely, the Trump movement is our parents' generation. That's who they tapped into. Those that feel left behind. And I think, I'm praying, that this is the last hurrah. This is the last big party for the antiquated way of thinking. Because when I look around my world, I don't see anybody that identifies with this movement. I don't see anyone that accepts this behavior. When I look around my world, it's not white. It's shades of brown. All around me. And I go out of my way to live in a diverse part of the U.S. I enjoy going to places that support diversity. I like a culture that is rich from the different types of people that make it. In my world, on the micro view, I see real change happening. I also see that real change reflected in mainstream media. The world that I see on the silver screen looks like the world that I'm living in. But when I look at the news and I hear that voice, it doesn't look like the world that I'm living in and that I'm participating in. I'm seeing real change, change that is much different than the world I was brought up in. And I think that they've seen that too. And I think that that change really, really scares them. It's a movement of open-mindedness, acceptance, and a world where people feel the value of helping others. Look at the whole internet generation. When you were raised to go online and it didn't cost a penny, and you could go to a website where you could learn or download something that didn't cost a penny, nobody looked at it as we're all losing money here. People looked at it as I'm a part of a sharing system of information, and it's made generations want to do the same. I think that is what scares them. And I hope and I pray that this is the last hurrah, the going out with a bang, because I know my generation can do better. And we owe it to America, to the idea of democracy, and to the people that we leave behind to do better. We have to. We have no choice. Because I'm a proactive individual and I believe that we can always demand better, I encourage you, you have got to go out in November and you've got to vote. You have got to vote with people that see the future the way that you and I do. No matter how down and out that person may seem, maybe they won't win, but you've got to cast a vote for change, for someone that sees the world the way that you see it and the world that you want to live in. And you have to live your life in this same way. The more that we embrace each other, the more we embrace what our future looks like, the more it scares them. And truly, as I always believe, and this is my wake-up call on how to deal with this depressing 2 weeks that's a part of a depressing 2 years, always the way to get revenge is to live well, because living well is the best revenge. I'm your host, Mark Bricky. This was my wake-up call, that the way to combat all of the negative things we see is to just simply live well. Be the embodiment of change. Live well. Live your life in a way that scares the fuck out of the old generation. Make the decisions, make the moves, so that you are always waving a flag in their face that this is the last chapter of hate, and it goes away when they go away. And most of them only have a decade or so left to go. I'll be back here on Monday. We'll return to our theme, but until then, have a great weekend. And my friend, make sure you live well and always embody the spirit of change. The present may belong to them, but the future belongs to us.